You're listening to SBS News.
It's been the last sitting day of the year in Parliament, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced that this Christmas will be the last for several federal government departments, which will be disbanded in an overhaul of the public service sector. Several top leaders will also be dismissed when the changes take effect on February 1st next year. The overhaul will cut the number of departments from 18 to 14, but Mr. Morrison insists the move will lead to better services.
What I did today in announcing a restructure of the Australian Public Service is to make sure the public service is focused on Australians, that they are focused and have a clear line of sight between the work they do and the needs of Australians on the ground. It is true, I reduced the number of departments from 18 down to 14. It was in fact Bob Hawke who did something similar when he also knew that the public service had to be more focused on the delivery of services to the Australian people.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese has criticised Scott Morrison for his so-called anti-union legislation. The Ensuring Integrity Bill will allow for unions to be deregistered more easily and for union bosses to be sacked. Mr. Albanese claims that Mr. Morrison is stifling debate of the bill.
To shut down a debate in which they say these issues are so central is a tantrum from the Prime Minister as a result of losing the vote in the Parliament last week. The government's response to that has been to abuse Pauline Hanson and the crossbenchers for having the temerity to not just agree with him.
The draft laws for the bill were reintroduced to the House of Representatives on Wednesday, less than a week after being voted down in the Senate. And with Christmas around the corner, US author Naomi Wolf has contacted Energy Minister Angus Taylor, seeking correction for comments made in Mr. Taylor's maiden speech, in which he claimed she was part of a group campaigning against the festival. The speech, which centred around a Christmas tree while he was at Oxford University in 1991, was labelled by Ms. Wolf as a distortion of the facts, and she accused Mr. Taylor on Twitter of being anti-Semitic. However, Mr. Taylor has refuted Ms. Wolf's claims and called on her to apologise while speaking during question time.
Her accusation of anti-Semitism is wrong and deeply offensive to me and my family. Mr. Speaker, my grandmother was Jewish, and my belief in Judeo-Christian values is deeply held. I call on her to apologise for these unsubstantiated and outrageous accusations.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison continues to stand by Mr. Taylor while he is under police investigation for using altered documents to attack Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore. Ben Madden, SBS News.